Morena e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. I am so excited for today's podcast episode because today we're here with Alicia Tomasi. She is the founder of the Polynesian Life Coach. If you guys have not heard of her, where have you been? You must be living under a rock because Leash is one of the most incredible women I know, and she has this amazing Instagram page where she takes women through a journey of transformation, becoming the most confident selves. She's a self-love and confidence coach. And one of the things that I really love about Leash and her journey is that she's super vulnerable about sharing her journey with self-love and confidence. And she hasn't always been the most confident woman. She hasn't been the confident woman that she is today. And I would really love to just learn more about her journey today. And yeah, I'm just so excited to have her on the podcast. It's like full circle moment because I was on Leisha's podcast maybe a year ago, was it? Maybe longer.
Yeah, maybe
Maybe a
longer.
couple of years ago. But yeah, welcome to the show, Leisha. I'm so excited to have you here today. Morena.
Morena. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to be here. Like you said, full circle moment, like reaching out to you and you being on my podcast, and now I'm on your podcast, and obviously we're great friends now. So yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
That is like literally, I'm so excited to dive into today's questions and just hear more about your journey and your experiences and everything like that. I guess I would just love to start off with this piece about your journey and like where it started and everything that it's come to today. I would love for those who maybe haven't heard of you before, like tell them a bit about yourself and your journey, building the Polynesian Life Coach.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it is a very long-winded story, so I'm gonna try like rein it in. But basically, my journey started when I got fired from my dream job as an international flight attendant. So coming where I came from, I grew up in government housing. Kind of that, I'm gonna say like poor background, right? From the hood. And my big goal was like, I'm gonna become a flight attendant. I'm gonna travel the world. Once I do that, then all my problems are gonna go away. I'm gonna make myself proud. I'm gonna make my family proud, all these things. And this was a big, audacious goal coming from where I came from. I even had a teacher that was like, you can't do that kind of vibes. Like, oh no, you can't be a flight attendant. And I made it come true. And at that point in my life, I felt like I was on top of the world. Like I was traveling the world. I was living in a flat with like my two best friends. I was driving a gold convertible. I was making money. Like money wasn't an issue anymore. Like I was like, damn, I made it. So when that got taken away from me, or when I got fired, my worthiness, like I had all my worth caught up in being a flight attendant. I thought, my whole identity was being a flight attendant. So when I got fired, it was like, well, what am I now? Like, I'm worthless. I'm not good enough. I'm a failure and all these things. So much so that I ran away and I moved to Melbourne. I was like, yo, I gotta go. Like, I was so shamed. So I ran away. I moved to Melbourne. And when I got fired, it started opening up. Like, people were saying to me, well, what do you want to do? And I was really opened up. And it's a blessing now, right? But I was really opened up to the fact, like, oh, you can start a business. Like, I only thought rich people had businesses. And people were like, yeah, you can start a business. And then I went and I was like doing all my research and all the things. And I started a business. Actually, before that, I should wind back, because when I moved to Melbourne, I thought everything was going to get better. And I got here and everything got worse. I got caught up in drugs, drinking, smoking. I was around toxic people. I was in toxic environments. I was in a toxic workplace. My household was toxic. My relationship with myself was toxic. And I was at this rock bottom moment, crying in my bedroom, just being like, what the fuck is the point of life? Like, absolutely crying. And I actually thought that in order for my life to be great, I just needed to lose weight. Like, I'll lose 20 to 30 kgs and I'll be be fine. Everything would be good. I'm gonna find the man of my dreams. I'm gonna, get a new place. I'm gonna get a cool job. I'm gonna make so much money. I'm gonna love myself, like all these things. And I researched for a, well, I wasn't for a life coach, but I researched Google. And I was like, how to lose weight fast, all the tactics and everything that came up, I had tried before, these slimming teas, these Weight Watchers, there's like Light and Easy in Australia, like all these meal plans and stuff like that. But something that I hadn't seen before was a life coach, and she specialized in weight loss. And I was like, damn, what is this? And I started binging her stuff. She had a podcast, and I started binging it. And she taught me the greatest thing that I've ever learned in my life, and something I teach my women, I teach my sisters, I teach as many people as I can. And it's all about mindset. It's all about your thoughts create your feelings create your actions, and your actions create your results. So ultimately, your thoughts are creating your results in life. So if you don't like the things that are happening around you, there's a thought that comes from it, right? And I was like, wow, it was like this realization of like, wow, I'm in control of my life. Wait, like I had a really messed up, childhood and all these things, but I'm actually in control. I can take responsibility of all of this, and I can change my whole world. And to cut a really long story short, I basically changed my world. I started getting to my thoughts, all the things that were holding me back. Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. No one's gonna love me. No, like from my parents, it was like, I don't feel seen. I felt neglected. I didn't feel heard. All these, I'm not good enough. And it was like, just one by one, I got the thought, I broke it down. Where did this come from? How can I change this? What is my new thought that I want to believe? Right. And then I was able to change my life. I started a business, a sunglasses business that freaking popped off. And, it was, I was making the most money that I've ever made. I built this really great relationship with myself, and I was able to move out into my own place. Like my whole life turned around from making these changes. So, yeah, from there, in business, I was making the most money that I'd ever made. But I was waking up every day and I just didn't feel the fire. I didn't feel the passion. I was like, cool, money. Because I thought that, if I made enough money, then I'm gonna be worthy. And it was like, newsflash, like no amount of money is gonna make you feel worthy, right? So I didn't have this fire, I didn't have this passion. But what I did love was the community that I built online. I loved the people reaching out to me, and a lot of women were reaching out to me like, Leish, what are you doing? Like, I remembered when you were shy, and you were quiet. And I remember a lady even saying to me, she met me in an elevator. And I was kind of like, hey, like, not really. And she was the one that like started conversation. Whereas now I talk to people in elevators, I talk to random people on streets and all these kinds of things, right? And she was like, wow, I've seen this transformation. And so many people were saying that to me, that I started sharing what I was going through online. I was like, oh yeah, I had this thought that my business is a failure. Oh yeah, I had this thought that I'm too ugly. I had this thought that I'm too fat to travel. I'm too this to that. And I started sharing this, and women started coming to me, and I felt like that fire. And I was like, wow, I'm gonna host. I started hosting workshops at my home, and this was the, I started off, it was called the Vibe Tribe, and I started that. And then I went and studied about life coaching, and went and got all these tools that I could help people with. And that kind of brings me to where I am today. When I first started coaching, I was trying to find my lane of like, okay, what do I want to teach people, right? Because I've been through so many things and life, and I feel like I have a lot of knowledge to give and a lot of wisdom, but it's like, where does my heart lie? And my heart lies in helping women with their self-love and confidence, right? Because I thought for so long that I needed to have this Coca-Cola body to be worthy. I needed to be a size 10, a size 12. 80 kgs was always my goal for a long time, right? And working back, this was like one of the hardest things that I had to conquer. I think it took me 22 years to really conquer this. It was like from age 6, I was on the playground comparing my body to the other kids, right? I was always a bigger kid. And looking back, I wasn't even that big, but people fat shame and all the things. And I didn't have a safe space to go and talk to someone about it. I mentioned I felt neglected as a child, and my parents had their own things going on, right? But I didn't have someone to go home to and be like, oh, like I noticed these kids saying these things to me, or I notice my body is bigger than other kids, and someone to explain it to me, right? And then at age 11, I started my first diet, and it was the lemon detox diet. And you watch TV, you hear on radio, you see in magazines, how much weight loss is glorified. Like, oh my gosh, she went from fat to fit. She went from this to that. And in cartoons, some of the main cartoon characters usually that are evil, they're fat, they're big, they're labeled as lazy. They're, the likes of like Homer Simpson, things like that. It's like they're dumb, they're labeled as dumb. And this is what you take on in life. You take on all these things. So that my whole life, I was trying to chase weight loss. I was like, 20 kgs. If I get this 20 kgs down, then I'm gonna love myself. And I did that. Yo-yo dieting was my thing. And it wasn't until I realized that I was at the weight that I thought I needed to be at to be worthy. And I looked in the mirror and I still struggled. I was still having fights with my partner at the time because I didn't feel like I looked good enough. And he's trying to like convince me that, oh, you look freaking amazing. Like, let's go out, let's go on date night. And I'm like, no. And I'm like sulking and taking a million, clothes off and on, and even causing fights with him because I was struggling and I was putting that out onto everyone around me, thinking that I wasn't good enough and all the things. So yeah, there was a lot of work that was done to unlearn that being fat is not good enough. Being fat is lazy, being fat is disgusting, being fat is not healthy, and all these things. And ultimately, that's what I help my women with. I help them love what they see in the mirror, know that they are worthy regardless of what they look like, the amount of money they make, whether they have the house, the car, the marriage, the kids, whatever, they've put their worth into, and to help them be confident in who it is that they are and in their bodies as well. So yeah, I think that's a lot right now.
I love this. I love a good gap. And this is just so powerful. And I caught myself in a moment where you were talking about your journey, and I was like, just like smiling through it. And it probably wasn't the most appropriate time to be smiling, but I was smiling because I could relate so much in your journey and your experiences and being at rock bottom and thinking that, moving countries, moving, changing jobs, whatever it is gonna like finally like heal you in this like shock factor when, you change this and you don't get what you want and it just like sucks so much. But then you also go through this journey of like learning that like no thing external of you can actually like heal you and change things for you. So I was, for anyone who could see me smiling, that's why I was smiling because I was like, damn girl, this is hard. I can relate to you. But one of the things that I wanted to, I guess, hear a little bit more about was this journey between seeing your coach online and I guess this kind of being like the catalyst for you getting into this space of like self-development and healing and everything like this. I think a lot of people can see people on social media who are like talking about stuff that they're like, oh my gosh, like this hits so hard. But there's this point where you turn from like binging their content to actually like taking action and changing things. Would you be able to like share a little bit about that like turning point? Because I think so much of our world is all about like consuming information, consuming TikToks, consuming social media content. And something I wrote about in my book is like consuming is like useless unless you actually take action on it. So I would love to hear, what was that point like for you? Like, was it like the switch? How did it happen for you?
Yeah, I love that. That's actually what I thought about as soon as you said, I like, I love this piece in your book where you talk about, it's this action. You need to take action, right? Like you can consume as much as you want, but you've actually got to take action for change. And one thing for me was that I was at such a low rock bottom moment that I was like, I need all the help that I can take, right? Like I'm willing to do anything. And I think the sad reality of a lot of things is that people wait for this rock bottom moment to actually take action. They're like, oh, my life is okay now. I don't actually need to move now. But then something happens. There's a divorce. They get a disease. They get cancer. They get fired. They lose all their money. They, yeah. So they're at this rock bottom, and then they're like, okay, now I've got nothing to lose. I'm gonna take action. And my whole thing is like, why would you wait till rock bottom to take action? Like, why would you not just do it right now, right? Maybe you're in a cushy place. You're like, yeah, my life is okay now, but it's like you can actually make your life better. Like, don't wait for this shit to happen. And one thing nowadays that I always think about is I'm like, if I die tomorrow, would I be happy with my life? Will I be satisfied? And I actually had, and I do this every so often because things change so much. I grow and develop as a person. Who I was last week, I'm not today because I am just moving so much, right? Like right now. And I did this a couple of months ago where I sat and I was like, if I died tomorrow, would I be happy? Would I be satisfied? And there's so many spaces that I am satisfied, but there were like these little things that I was like, I haven't like, and for example, like I haven't, I'm in Melbourne, right? And all my family's in New Zealand. And I felt like I haven't had these connections with my family, with my nieces and my nephews and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, if I died tomorrow, I would actually be really sad that I didn't build these connections. I didn't get closer with all these people, right? And that was like the foundation. There's so many things that I'm now taking action to actually make this better because I don't want to die with regrets, right? So for me, it was, I was at rock bottom and I needed so much help. And I was like, I'll take all of it and I actually got credit cards out and stuff like that to heal myself, which was the best investment that I've ever done in my life. Like investing in yourself, I don't think I know anyone that would say, oh, what a waste of money, like to invest in yourself. So yeah, it was this rock bottom moment, but my message would be like, please don't wait for rock bottom to take action. Please do it now. If you are in an okay place now, like you could actually get to a better place. Like life can be way better. Life can be whatever you're dreaming your life to be. Life can be that. Just take action. And it's these small actions. Another thing that you talk about, these 1%, like just 1% better every day, you'll make a huge change throughout your life.
I like 100% agree in this, and as you know, like I speak about this all the time. I would love to like in this piece where someone can identify what they want to change in their life, what they, those areas, for example, your whānau, like what are the things that people can see in their life that they're not going the way that they want to. And I think there's this piece before they take action where it's like really scary, really daunting, and they're like, how do I even like get started? Yes, like they hear this stuff about like being 1% better and they're like, will it even work? I don't even know. And all of this kind of stuff. How do you think what role does like confidence play in that? And how does someone actually build the confidence to start making these changes when they're at rock bottom and maybe they've got like no confidence at all? How do they start building this?
Yeah, I love this because a lot of people think that, oh, I need confidence first and then I'm going to do the thing. But the thing is, confidence is built through taking action. Confidence is built through this trust in yourself, right? So you have to actually take action. You have to feel the fear, the icky, like emotions and stuff. I feel them all the damn time. But I know on the other side of this, oh, I'm going to be a new woman. So it's like you take action. Anyway, and a lot of things that, like, something that I do is I feel it. Like, I'm like, okay, I know that's anxiety showing up. Oh, that's my fear showing up. Oh, that's the thought that I'm not good enough showing up. And that came from my childhood when X, Y, and Z happened and all the things. So it's just being aware. Like, okay, I see you. I see that you're here with me right now, but I'm gonna take you for a ride. Like, you're gonna come with me and I'm gonna show you that I can, I'm gonna prove to you that I can do this thing. So feel, and I thought for a long time, I thought all these people I looked up to, I was like, how are they not feeling all these feelings? But if you talk to anyone that you look up to, or anyone that you're like, damn, I love what they're doing, ask them, they're feeling these feelings. They're feeling scared. They're feeling worried. They're unsure. They don't know if it's going to work out, but they're backing themselves. They're trusting themselves. So with my women, I always come back to your identity, like who it is that you are, so peeling back, like, who are you? You know, what do you love? You know, what are your values? What are your biggest dreams? You know, and really getting clear on who it is that you are. Because when you walk throughout the world and someone comes to you and they're like, oh, you're not good enough, it's like going back to that foundation that you set. Oh, okay, that's just them projecting. It's like you have these tools. When people throw stuff at you, it's like, actually, that's not a reflection of me. That's a reflection of them. Because I know who I am, and I know where I come from, and I know, you know, my freaking ancestors and my tupuna and all the things, like just building off all of that, right? You know that you're here for more, you know. So yeah, really getting clear on your identity and just knowing that those feelings are normal, but you've got to take action anyway. And you might do it and you might stuff it up, but when you love and accept yourself so much, it's like, okay, cool, I tried, you know. And I love myself, you know. For a long time I used to abandon myself. Like if someone would say something, or if a friend would say, you look funny, Leash, or if a boy would be like, I don't like your hair curly, you need to straighten it, I would change and I would do all the things and I would abandon who it is that I know who I am, and I would change and I would shape shift and I'd be this chameleon for everyone around me. But when you know who you are, it's like, oh, okay, you don't like my curly hair? Well, I love my curly hair, and you're not the person for me. You know, if a friend is, you know, being horrible to you, it's like, oh, okay. It's like, I'm good with myself. You know, you're not the friend for me. So, yeah, getting really clear on who it is that you are and taking action anyway and just backing yourself.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. And I can totally attest to, people looking at people on social media and like, oh my gosh, that girl, she just like, how does she do it? She's got no fear at all. And it's like, I remember, and you'll know how scary the time was like launching my book. I was like terrified. And so many people were like, oh my gosh, like you're killing it. I'm like, oh my God, this is like the most terrifying thing ever. I would love to like hear more about your journey, I guess. Is there like a specific thing in your journey where you've had those fears and you've like taken action and like, well, what was your mindset like through that? And are there any like key, I guess, practices that you use to embody this like highest version of you and the most confident version of you? How do you like walk through that darkness and like to get through whatever you're like terrified of doing?
Oh my gosh, I have so many examples of this. So there's a few. And it's like business related and not business related, so I'll give a few anyway. So I started Kapa Haka recently, and I also started New Way in practice as well. So I'm Niue and Māori, and this is like so close to my heart because culture is everything, right? And there's just this feeling when you get in these spaces, it's like, oh, I'm home, you know, I'm so home. And being in these spaces for the first time, you're showing up as a beginner, you're looking around, there's this comparison, you're looking at everyone else, and you're like, damn, why do they look so good? And I'm here and I'm like off beat, and my hips don't move the way that their hips move, or my takahi is different to theirs, or my wiri is not good enough, or I can't do the poi. You know, there's all this comparison and all of this coming in. And I think there's two parts. So there's a part where you need to come back to self-love. You need to come back to having grace for yourself. Like just reminding yourself, like, you're a beginner here, you know, you're here to show up for your culture, you know, embrace this moment and stop comparing, because they are like, they've been doing this for 3 years or 2 years or 1 year or whatever. They've got time on you, you know. And it's just like remembering like why you are here, why you are in this moment, and that you're doing the best that you can, right? So giving yourself grace and just showing up and accepting yourself. You know, when you maybe do something funny, or you sing and you're flat and everyone notices, or you're offbeat, it's like just loving yourself so much that it's just like, oh, okay, Accepting yourself so much, and it's not being mean to yourself. Like usually a lot of times people are like, oh, you're not good enough, and you go on this real bad deep self-talk and you're like, you're not good enough, what are you doing here? Oh my gosh, you're such a shame to your culture, all these things. So it's stopping that and just being like, no, I'm showing up, I'm trying my best, I'm putting my best foot forward, so really redirecting the thoughts. And I think this whole theme, you'll notice that I always go back to thoughts. What's the thought? Because the reason why you feel whakamā, the reason why you're shy, the reason why you're embarrassed, the reason it's because you have a thought that you're not good enough, that you're not whatever enough, right? So getting back to that thought and then reframing it. No, you're showing up today. You're doing the best that you can. I love you. Like one of my things all the time is I just like, I love you, Leash. I love you. Like, and think about it. Like if you're listening to it, when's the last time that you told yourself that you loved yourself? When's the last time you told yourself that you're proud of yourself? When's the last time that you told yourself you're doing the best that you can? When's the last time that you had a great conversation with yourself? Like a lot of times, and it's all about relationship with yourself. So think about the relationship that you're building with your friends. If you have a partner, if you're in a marriage, whatever. There's so many things that you need for that relationship to be great. And one of the things is communication. So you need to have that with yourself. You need to build a relationship with yourself the same way that you build with anyone else. Have that great communication, have that love, have that touch, give yourself hugs and all the things. I feel like I went so off track there.
I
What was the
love
question again?
it. I can't even remember, honestly. I'm just like here, like, oh my gosh, bring me more of this goodness. I love this. We're the worst because anyone, I was going to say anyone who knows, how would anyone else know? But whenever Leash and I catch up, it's funny, like, I'll think, oh, like, we'll have like an hour or something. No, we're like on the phone for like 5 hours until my phone is dead. We're
Oh
just like
my
yapping on about
gosh.
the most
We can yap.
yap for days. And I guess there's so many different like nuggets here. I'm just trying to, I really want someone who's listening to today's episode who has these big goals. They've got these big dreams. They can see that where they want to go and where they are now, there's like this big gap in between it. And right now, they can hear this and they're like, okay, I've got to take action and I've got to do it even though I'm scared. What is on the other side of that? Like, what is life like for those listening who maybe haven't experienced it yet? When you are your most confident self, when you're walking into rooms and like you know who you are, you can stand on stages. Like, so many people are like, they see people, doing public speaking, they're like, I could never, but like, I really want to. Like, going in elevators and like sparking up a conversation with a stranger, being able to walk into a room and not being like, oh my gosh, does my hair look okay? Am I like okay? Like, what is it? And like, I just want to share even just like one example that. For those listening today, Leisha and I were swimming one day and she was taking pictures of me. And I remember her showing me these pictures and I was like zooming in on it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't like this bit. I don't like this bit. And I didn't even realize how negative like my mindset was towards like myself and what I saw. So for those who are like in that kind of zone, what's life like on the other side?
Yeah,
What is kind of
I
like
love
doing this
this question.
work?
Yeah, I love this question. And I remember that moment when we were in the pool and you're zooming in, and I was like looking at you and I was like, people do that?
I
People zoom up
thought
on their photos.
it
Yeah, I was like, what? And you're like zooming in and you're like telling me all the things that were wrong about the photo. And I was like, yeah, but look at all the things that are right. Like, look at how amazing your hair looks and look at where we are and being present in the moment. And I think that's exactly what it is. It's like you have this presence. Because sometimes when you step into rooms and you're so self-conscious and you're like, oh my gosh, my ear, oh, what am I going to say? What's the right thing to say? What is the thing? And it's like when you trust yourself and you step into these rooms, you're just present. You're just looking around and your head's held high and you're taking in. Like I'm always just taking in the energy and I'm like, wow. And you like look around and you're like drawn to certain people and it's this trusting, because that when you're drawn to someone, there's a reason you feel drawn to them. And I feel like this happens a lot when I go to events and spaces. I'm drawn to someone and I'll just start yapping to them. And then they tell me something like crazy that I needed to hear in that moment. And I'm like, damn, I'm on the right track. Or there's someone else that's like, oh, I know this person that can help you with this. Or I'm a coach and I can help you with that. Like, it's like I'm on the right track in life. It's like, so when you're showing up, when you're on the other side of this, you're feeling self-conscious, it's like life just flows how it's supposed to flow. It's supposed to be so free. And I feel like we're trying to control so many things. We're trying to control what we look like, what we say, what people say to us, how people perceive us. And you can never control how people perceive you. They're gonna perceive you how they perceive themselves, right? So it's like, yeah, you show up in these spaces. And another example of this is like when I wake up every morning, like people see me all the time and they're like, oh, you're always so dressed up. It must take you so long to get ready. And I'm like, no, I literally just wake up and chuck something together and it happens to look really nice because everything in my closet is what I love. Like, and I know what looks good on my body and I love myself and I look in the mirror and I love what I see. And, I don't need all these other things to cover and hide myself. I'm fully showing up presently in these spaces. It goes back to this worthiness piece as well, because a lot of people think they need X, Y, and Z. They need to say the right things to a guy to make the guy like them, or they need to show up on stage and have the most perfect speech so that everyone thinks that they're smart and they know what they're talking about. And it's like, it doesn't matter what you say or anything. It's, do you think that you are smart? Do you think that you are a good partner? Do you think that you are, a lot of people are overcompensating and it leaks out all over the place. Someone could say, I'm so confident in myself. And it's like someone who's confident in themselves probably usually doesn't like stand there and say, I'm so confident. It just shows, right? People just know, oh, wow, she's so confident. Oh, wow, you feel the energy and all the things. So it's, trusting yourself so much and knowing who you are so much that when you show up in these spaces, no matter how you're perceived, you've got your back. No matter what other people are saying about you, you know who you are. So when they say certain things, it's like, oh, actually, that's not true. But it's okay if you want to think that way because I know who it is that I am. If people don't like you, it's like, okay, but I like me. If people think, oh, you're so poor and you don't have enough money, actually, I know that that doesn't mean anything to me. That doesn't mean I'm a success or I'm not a success, right? You get to decide what success is, right? And I think this is another point, is that a lot of people look outside of them for the answers. Like they're searching and they're like, okay, I want my parents to tell me they're proud of me and then I'll be good enough. Or, tell me the answers, give me all the things. But the answers are actually inside of you. So take the quiet time for yourself and go within. Ask yourself the questions. What does success look like? What does your dream life look like? What does self-love mean to you? What does, having a lot of money mean to you? To some people, it's like, I need that. To other people, it's like, I actually don't care about that. But, society might tell you that you need to have a lot of money to be an X, Y, and Z and all these things. But you get to decide, do you think that being the size that you are means you're not worthy, or that you are worthy, or that you're, what? You get to decide that as well. So it's this programming and conditioning that we've automatically taken on in life. It's like, just take these things off one by one and unlearn them if you don't want to have those anymore. A lot of unlearning is what I've had to do in my life. But yeah, on the other side of you loving yourself, being confident in yourself, it's like you actually get to enjoy life. You actually get to be present. You actually get to be free. You're not held down by all these other things. You're like literally showing up and you're just enjoying. It's this freedom. Freedom would be the word. There's so much freedom.
I love this. I love this literally so, so much. And it's like, As you were talking, I was thinking about like the free yeah, that freedom, like to meet the people you're supposed to meet, to start the business you're supposed to start, maybe close down the business you're supposed to close down, like live the life and achieve the goals, the dreams that you're supposed to. I absolutely love this work actually is, and how transformative it is. And I can just think about like the social impact of this mahi on wahine, on Maori, on Pasifika, on just like our people as a whole. And I can just think about like all of those women who need you in their life, who need your totoka, need to like hear about this, these golden nuggets and everything that you're sharing, so that they can start living those lives that like they're actually supposed to live. Like their higher self already exists, but they need some support to be able to get there. And I know that you've got something out there for women to join. And I know you've been doing so much work behind the scenes in making this the most accessible resource for people to join. And so I would love to hear more about what that process is like. I know there's a bit of like sponsorships, scholarships. Like, tell me more and like share with the women who are listening today, how can they join something with you? How can they work with you? How can they start their journey of building confidence and self-love with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this like my heart straight away was like, oh, because this program is so dear to my heart, Destination Self-Love. It's my online group coaching program, and it's literally what I wish I had back in, when I was 8 years ago starting this journey. And that was actually something that I found. And this is why I call myself the Polynesian life coaches, because when I was searching, when I found the world of personal development and I was finding a coach, I really struggled to see someone who looked like me. I was showing up in these spaces and I was the only islander. I was the only person. There was no one else around me. I was like, where are my people? Like, where is everyone doing this work? And I wanted a Polynesian life coach because I wanted someone who could relate to the culture, to where I grew up, to the things that we face and all these things. And I searched Google and all the things and I couldn't find the person. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to become the person. I'm going to be the change that I wish to see. So I started becoming her, right? And I poured my heart and soul into Destination Self-Love. I've tried so many different things, and this is like an accumulation of everything. And right now, it's the best damn thing. Like, I tell everyone, I'm like, my Telegram group, the community is popping off with celebrations of women doing this work, women hyping each other up, women loving on one another. Sometimes we're Women are put against each other, right? There's a lot of comparison and, competition and all this stuff. And it's like, not in my spaces. Like, in my spaces, we build each other up, we help each other, Destination Self-Love is a group coaching program and my group coaching program. And there's some beautiful queens in there. But the beautiful thing about it is that I've changed to a scholarship, kind of model where women can come in on scholarships, because I found that, too many women were unable to heal because they didn't have the funds, they didn't have the resources, they didn't have the money. And I was there, I talked about I went into debt for this, and it's the best debt that I've ever had, right? But if I could help someone heal without them getting into debt, why wouldn't I do that? So if you want to come into this space, you do have to apply for the scholarship, and there's criteria. Like, you actually have to want it, you actually have to show up, you actually have to want the change and do the mahi and take the action and low-key, like, get coaching from me, where sometimes I'm gonna call you out on your shit. And it's in the most loving way, because I want to uplift you. I want to help you get to that next level. And if I see something in you that you're self-sabotaging, like, I will call that out in the most loving way. Like, if you know me, I'm the most loving, kind person, so please don't be scared. So that's the beautiful thing about it. And then I also, like, I've been reaching out for scholarships, to get funding for this, to really get this off the ground, where beautiful brands and businesses and corporations and things like that can come and support, because when a brand, when a business supports this, not only are you helping change this person's life, you're changing generations, you're changing society. There's so many studies that have shown when a woman knows that she is good enough, she's more likely to start the business. She's more likely to go for a job that she loves. She's more likely to have a better mental health, better mental health. She's more likely to raise confident children. She's more likely to leave toxic environments, to leave toxic relationships, to ask and, receive support, to receive help, to contribute to her community. Like, there is so many benefits on top of what we've already just talked about. So when a business helps and when they can sponsor somebody through this scholarship, it helps the whole community, it helps society as a whole, it helps future generations. So yeah, if you are a business or anyone who can help out, please, I would love to have a corridor, to have a conversation, but I really want to speak to the women that need the help, that need the healing. Like, please, don't be shy. Like, koe whakamā, like, come in and take up space in applying. Because some people are even like, oh, I'm not good enough to apply for the scholarship. Like, oh, what if I get rejected? And can I just tell you, I've been rejected over 75 plus times in the last 25 days. It's rejection therapy, right? But it's helped me, like, level up. Like, this is the first step. This is the first step to taking action. And one thing that I always tell my ladies, and one thing that actually my coach gave me, is that she believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. And that's what I do for you. Like, I will believe in you until you get built up to believe in yourself. And then you go off. Like, you don't have to be with me forever. Give me 6 months, change your life, and then you go off and live your best damn life.
Oh my goodness, this is absolutely beautiful. Te atahua hoki o tēnei, te whakaaro. I love this. This is so powerful. I'm going to obviously have all of the details of like the application form in the description below. So if anyone's listening to this and is like, oh my gosh, I need leash in my life, then go ahead and apply there. I've got a couple of questions I just want to go on. This is probably going to be one of like the longest episodes on the
I
podcast.
love
I like a little short podcast episode, but
it.
oh my gosh, never with you because we're just like yippee 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 about so much because there's so much here for our people. The first one is you said this is day, what was it, 25? Oh, you've been rejected 75 times in the past 25 days or something like
Five
this.
days.
And I know
It's
what
more
this.
now. I think it's more now, but that was the last count.
Okay, well, I know what this is, but for those listening today, can you just like, if you're open to it, share a little bit about what this rejection is? What is this all about? And how are you coping?
So basically, and you freaking helped me with this as well. So I love you so damn much for this. But it's reaching out to brands, right? It's like, it's one thing to talk about something, and my whole mission in life is like, I want to help as many women as I can, right? And it's amazing to have a friend like you that's like, okay, how can you make it this possible? All right, how can you do this? How can you do that? Basically, it's reaching out to brands, to corporations, to people I think that would be interested in this work, and asking them, like, hey, would you like to have a conversation? Would you like to sponsor somebody? Would you like to, like, pretty much pitching myself and telling them, this is why you should listen to me. This is why I am important. This is why the work that I am doing is important. This is what, like, all the things, right? So I've been emailing and reaching out. To it's about three brands a day, sometimes more, following up all the things and just saying, like, hey, can we have a conversation? Hey, this is my pitch. Hey, this is how you can make a difference in the world. And I'm gonna say, like, from the start, this is something that I probably didn't want to do because I had this thought, and I grew up in a really, like, my dad was a really strict New Age man. He was, don't ask questions. If I tell you to do something, you do it. Don't talk back. Be seen and not heard. You kind of, anyone higher than you, there was this hierarchy, right? Like, anyone superior to you, anyone older than you, if it's a boss, then you don't ask for anything. You know, you just get what you get and you be grateful, right? So me reaching out to these brands and being like, hey, like I need your help. Like I really struggled with that. But it was building myself up to be like, no, actually, like you can benefit from this too. Like I actually have something to bring to the table. Like, you know, actually what I'm doing is freaking amazing, right? So changing it, it's like this is going to be a beautiful partnership because I can help you and you can help me kind of thing. And it was overcoming that thought that I had that I wasn't good enough to ask for things. You know, nobody's going to want to help me. I'm not smart enough to ask for sponsorship. Who would want to sponsor me? You know, all these kinds of things. So I'm not gonna lie, sometimes when the rejections came in, it was like, oh, of course they've rejected me. Like, of course, you know, because it's you're getting evidence of your old thought. You know, here's the evidence to show you that your old thought is actually true, that you're not good enough. How do you know? Because these people are rejecting you. But if you spin that, it's like, no, actually, I'm not choosing to believe that old thought anymore. I'm choosing to believe this new thought, which is that, you know, the right person that wants this opportunity, like this is an amazing opportunity, and the right person will come to me, right? The right person will see this opportunity and they will be like, oh my gosh, Leash, where have you been? We've been looking for the right person to invest in, right? And it's going to be this lifelong, beautiful partnership and amazing. So many women's lives are going to be changed from it, right? So sometimes, you know, when the rejection hits, you know, sometimes you can sit in there and you can be sad because your feelings validate yourself. Your feelings are so real. But it's also flipping it and being like, okay, let's get excited. Like, I'm actually excited for the next rejection, right? Because throughout those rejections as well, I've had really cool opportunities. You know, I've had brands that are trying to help in the best way. Like, I've had just like vouchers and things like that where I've been able to give back to my community. And they're like, oh, no, I can't sponsor you, but I can give you this instead. And I'm like, cool, I'll give that to my girls. So there's still like, and there's people telling me, like, I love what you are doing. We're just not in a space to do this right now. I keep going, you know, all these things. So, and I don't need that external validation, right? But it's nice, you know, let's be real. It's freaking nice. So sometimes I look forward to the rejections because I'm like, okay, not this one. Okay, I tried ticking them off. And then it's like, okay, on to the next. And I was just ticking off, like, at least I tried. I tried this. You know, I'm not just sitting here being like, damn, I'm not getting any sponsors. I'm getting rejected. From, oh my gosh, no, it's like I'm actually doing something about it, and let's tick that business off and let's go for the next. And who knows, we might come back around, you know, in a couple years' time, or in the future, they might reach out to me and be like, actually, I do love what you're doing, and now we have, you know, the funds available to sponsor you or anything like that. So I think not taking it personally as well, like it's not a reflection of me, right? It doesn't mean I'm not good enough and all these things. It's just like, no, it's a no for now. And actually, Kris Jenner or Kris Kardashian, whatever. She, when I used to watch the Kardashians, she said something that was like, if the answer is no, you're talking to the wrong person. And I love that because, not specifically in this scenario, but in other scenarios, I've asked for something from somebody and they've said no. So then I've asked someone else and they've said yes. And it was like, well, okay, well, that was possible, you know, but I was just asking the wrong person, right? Don't give up. You know, it's the wrong person you've asked. Don't give up. Try someone else. Try again. Try again. It doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. You know, if you're in business and you keep feel like you keep getting pushed down, it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's like just try something else. Ask something else, you know? So yeah.
I absolutely love this. Like this is the stuff that people need to hear, because people can see, you know, like on the outside, oh, like this person's grown this business, this person's done XYZ, they've achieved all of these things. But it's like this is the stuff that it actually takes, like showing up so many times. And like just like you said, like I get excited when I get rejected from things because I'm like, it obviously wasn't meant to be. And I just think of it as like it's purely a numbers game. Like the more times you try, the more times like the chances of you finding the right opportunity, it's just going to happen. You're just like canceling out all of these things. And the reason why I wanted to like ask you this and like hear about this and share this with everyone listening today is because I think it's so powerful to see like you're doing the mahi, like you're embodying this confidence and the self-love of like, and we've had these conversations of like discipline over like devotion and like what is, I just love it, and I could literally yap on for days about this because this stuff is so impactful and powerful, and literally I see you changing women's lives, and I just wanted to like really honor you for that, and especially like the content I've been seeing you push out lately and the transformations women are experiencing inside Destination Self-Love. Like, it just warms my heart. Like, every single time I see you sharing this on social media and seeing the messages and seeing the testimonials, like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm friends with you. Like, how incredible. And so, yeah, just wanted to really tuku mihi ki a koe for all of the mahi that you're doing for our people and how, generous you are for your like giving your time, your energy, and everything like that. So really just wanted to share how grateful I
Thank
am
you.
for you and the mahi that you're doing. There is one final question I have, and this is just an idea that I had. I was just thinking, anyone who's listened to my podcast before knows I really want to make this podcast better. And I had this idea, and it was to ask every person at the end of our episode, what is like a controversial take you have? Something that's like unhinged. Some people are going to be like, but that you're just like, no, this is it. I would love, love, love to
This
hear a controversial take you have. Could be about business, could be about confidence, literally anything, whatever it is. I know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something good. I feel like the obvious one is that, like, obviously, like fat doesn't equal unhealthy, lazy, all these things. Like the fat phobia thing, I feel like that's just everyone's probably expecting me to say that, because a lot of people think that it's controversial, right? And I'm like, no, like it shouldn't be controversial. Like, just because you are fat doesn't mean you should be treated less than, right? There's so many things out there that show that people who are in bigger bodies, they get treated differently, right? From doctors, from society, from all the things. So that's one thing, is that, fat doesn't equal unhealthy. And I've had a lot of trolls tell me that otherwise, but I just want to put that here right now. Fat does not equal unhealthy. But one that probably people wouldn't expect from me is that, no matter how close someone is to you, if they are not treating you right, if it's not a good relationship, you need to cut them off. And I don't care if it is your parents, you need to get them out of your lives. If there is a toxic relationship happening with your parents, you need to love yourself more than you love that relationship and leave. And that's for any relationship in general. People think because you've got years behind a relationship, because the person birthed you, because they've brought you up and they've done so much for you and all the things, it's like, that doesn't mean they get to treat you poorly. That doesn't mean you have to take on this t toxic, these toxic things in your life. You don't have to be around it, and you can cut that relationship off with love. It's something that I've done in my life. Like, I will always put myself first, and you need to put yourself first, right? Because if you're not good, nothing around you is going to be good, right? So putting yourself first and cutting off those relationships, and it doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be forever. Sometimes it can just be for a certain amount of time, but never, never let somebody disrespect you, no matter how close they are to you. You can cut them off. You can set those boundaries. You can set it straight. And people have said to me so many times, because right now in this moment, I don't talk to either of my parents. And it's in the most loving way on my part as well. I love my parents so much, and I know that they did the best that they could in their lives. But unfortunately, our relationships, no matter how much I tried to work on it with them and have this communication with them and all the things, it really was a really, really bad relationship, and it would affect me so much. So I decided to put myself first. And when people hear this, they're like, oh, you just need to go talk to your parents. Family would say, You just, they birthed you, they did so much for you, they do the best that they can and all the things. And I'm like, I hear it, but that doesn't mean that someone can disrespect me. Like I'm choosing to put me first, and I love myself more than I'll love anyone in this world, actually. Yeah, that's probably going to be controversial, especially I think in our culture, because our parents are everything to us, family is everything to us. But even for your family, if someone's being disrespectful, if someone's treating you poorly, you can, set those boundaries and you can cut them off. So yeah.
Powerful. Oh my gosh. Literally the best episode that I have done in a while. And that's not to discount any of the people I've interviewed in the past before, because the last few ones I've done have all been solo episodes. So I'm like, it's so nice to have someone on the podcast, but especially to have you on the podcast and to hear so much about your journey and these behind the scenes insights. I know it's going to be so valuable for everyone listening in today. So big, 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 big
Jesus.
mihi to you for your time and everything like this. Saturday morning and you're here. Thank
Yeah.
you.
And also, yeah, also I just want to like big mihi to you, sis. Like the mahi that you are doing for our people as well. I am so inspired by you, and I just want to say as well, our friendship, like if anyone could get a friendship like this, I hope, I wish that every woman in the world gets a friendship like the friendship that we have, because there's so much love there. There's so much support there. There's so much like uplifting. Like you call me out on my shit, I call you out on your shit. Like sometimes we have really, calling each other out conversations, but it's good, right? Because we're helping each other level up. And I hope, yeah, every woman, gets to, have a relationship like this, because it's all love, it's all support, it's all, trying to help each other be better and do better. And this is why we have freaking long ass conversations, because we're just like helping one another and we feel so seen and heard in our relationship and stuff like that. And yeah, I love being around you. I'm obsessed with you. I love what you do. I will always support you, and I'm just so glad that we became besties.
Oh my gosh, I literally love you so much. And yeah, how cool. And it's
Yeah.
like so overdue to have you on the podcast. This has been in the talks for a while, but I'm so happy that we've finally done it. So thank you, Leash, for your time and everything like this.
Thank
And
you, sis.
for everyone listening today, all of Leash's details will be down in the description below. I will have the link to apply for Destination Self-Love, which you should definitely do if you're like listening to this episode and you're like, I need this woman in my life. We all need some Leash in our life. So yeah, go ahead and I'll also have the link to her Instagram page. Go and hype her up, go have a look and see what she's about over on Instagram. But yeah, thank you so much, Leash. And yeah, that
Thank
is
you,
us for
sis.
today. E te whānau, and yeah, that's us.